Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Safedeen is with us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms, Toyota of Hollywood, 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. So Safedeen is a writer for USA Today. He's been coming on our show for years. Front Office Sports, and I follow Front Office Sports on Twitter. I happen to love the account. They tweeted yesterday, unique jobs in sports. And the story was a Leo Messi reporter for USA Today. That's one of the most unique jobs in sports. And that reporter is Safedeen. You saw his big smiling picture next to the story on Front Office Sports. And I'm guessing it's similar to when LeBron was with the Heat, ESPN, they started the Heat Index, which was essentially a LeBron feature. Mike Wallace, our friend, was doing the Heat Index, which was really a way for ESPN to capitalize on the number of people who had interest in LeBron and the big three. And I'm guessing that, you know, USA Today has kind of noticed the same thing, which is what we've noticed on our YouTube channel. So we post a video on YouTube about me and Crowder, and we're talking with, I don't know who, Aronde Gadsden, about Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle. And there's interaction, like there's views, there's clicks. But when we post something about Leo Messi and Inter Miami, the views are through the roof. So I'm guessing, Safed, that that's kind of where USA Today is coming from. They go, yeah, let's assign this guy to Leo Messi because there's so much interest in him.
Yeah, definitely. And I'm the guy. it's really funny. When he got here last July, we started to see the interest. And then I was like, all right, well, he's right here in my backyard. I'm going to start going to some games and write about, you know, what's going on during the game live. We did, you know, kind of live blogs. So anytime Messi did anything, I would put a couple lines of what he was doing, put it in our story, and people are loving it on Google. And it kind of was a genesis from there, man. I think Lionel Messi, he is probably the most famous athlete to be playing in American sports right now. I think he's more famous than LeBron, more famous than Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes. A lot of people thinking there's no way, but I mean, LeBron came to Lionel Messi's first game here in Inter Miami last summer. It wasn't the other way around. Last night during the game, Messi's coming off the field for halftime and he's giving Will Smith a hug. You think about this, they're going to play a game in LA on Sunday. Last year, you know, Prince Harry, Selena Gomez, Leo DiCaprio were all at the game. So it's going to have a huge celebrity impact. Celebrities love Leo Messi. He's famous beyond comparison when you think about sports in general. All over the world, man, he is worldwide famous. He is Michael Jordan famous, I would say. Madonna, you think of probably the most famous people in the history of the world, you know, going, you know, dating back to the 90s, maybe. I think Messi's probably right up there with the most famous people. So USA Today, our company, we have a Taylor Swift reporter. We have a Beyonce reporter. A lot of people gave a lot of really hot takes about that on social media.
They have someone dedicated to covering Taylor Swift and someone dedicated to covering Beyonce.
Yes, we do. We have those reporters now. This is all kind of new in the last couple of years, in the last year, actually. Just trying to take.
Are they interested in anyone covering food courts? Because I've always said that that's my beat, man. Food courts. Is there any kind of interest in that?
food courts, chili, and bad beats, bad betting beats. It would be the Hawkman beat would really kill it. I think it would.
Who's covering me?
We need to get somebody on you now, man. You got a lot of stuff going on.
Sofit, it's like, because I was just looking earlier, and Inter Miami is favored to win the championship this year. Like, does, because I know you love football. We talked about football. You cover football. You know basketball. Like, Lionel, I call him Lionel because I'm a it's black Lionel. Dude. But Lionel, yeah, Lionel.
Oh, Lionel. Leo.
No, I can't
him,
say my
you just
my
call him Messi. You just call him Messi. He's a one name. He's a one name guy now.
On the go.
So does Lionel? Because you're talking about LeBron and like Patrick Mahomes. Does he make a bigger impact on a team? Like the soccer comparison to a MJ, to a LeBron, he makes a bigger impact on the team winning than those guys do in their you know respective sport.
I think it is a similar impact on winning, but I think the impact comes from you know, media sales, all these kind of things, jersey sales, attention. You know, Messi goes around here. Guys, when I'm at Inter Miami, people are driving to the stadium, parking their cars, lining up, and waiting hours for Messi to get in his car and leave the facility. And they want a glimpse of him. Messi pulls up in their car. They have their phone out. They're taking selfie videos. He's signing jerseys. I mean, we saw the video a couple weeks ago, guys. Messi's in the middle of traffic. And some guy threw his jersey in the window. Messi picks it up, signs it, smiles, throws it back to the fan. Have a great day. You know, we don't see that with LeBron or Patrick Mahomes. You know, people are not lining up to go get any glimpse of them, any chance they get. This is somebody who people around the world who love him have a chance to see him in person, be next to him. You know, maybe not touch him, but, you know, be able to get a video with you and him on your phone, something you'll be able to have for the rest of your life. I mean, this is something that we haven't really seen that much in American sports. And that's why, you know, my role has been created. And these are stories that I kind of want to tell, you know, in this new position for sure.
I want to have USA Today's Taylor Swift reporter on as well.
He's in Australia right now, man. He's in Australia right now.
Taylor Swift and Travis
Kelce were at a zoo in Sydney today, and he's got a story about it.
I heard that Taylor sent her private jet to get Travis, who is a multimillionaire, but she sent her jet to bring him to Australia, which – I just don't know how I feel about
it. And I can't even get Crowder to send me anything, you know, to get the Gulfstream Park. He won't even send me one of his drivers.
Listen, she flew all the way from Tokyo to go to Vegas for the Super Bowl. I just want all the fellas out there, you know, if they were willing to do it, they would do it for you. They would do it for you.
I don't know, Sofit. I don't know.
Is Messi, I saw that there was some criticism of Leo Messi not doing local media. I think it was it Michelle Kaufman maybe who wrote something who said, well, wait one second here, though. There is some sort of unfair situation going on for those of us who have covered Inter Miami for a long time and we have no access to him whatsoever. Are you getting access? Is he doing any local stuff? Granted, you're national. But what is his relationship with the Miami media and with the niche that you are working on?
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm right there with Michelle Kaufman doing stuff. So I'm as much as national stories I'm trying to tell, I'm here as local as possible, you know, in the same press conferences, in the same circles, going to the same practices and games. Messi's got a great setup, man. He doesn't have to do media. And it's kind of a weird setup because it's not something that you hear about in sports. You know, LeBron's talking before the All-Star game, usually before and after every game. I'm just speaking multiple times a week before and after the Super Bowl. And he was kind of not just, you know, not doing media. He did one press conference, you know, about a month or so after he signed. I imagine they'll do probably a couple when the noise gets a little louder. There's some things that he has to speak about, but do I understand, you know, there is a frustration that comes with that. I think people want to hear from him. But I think a lot of people, you know, Messi kind of just lets his play on the field speak for himself. And I think It's a unique situation. He's got it made in MLS, you know. A lot of people will cite security reasons, things like that too. Like when he goes to away games, you know, you're going to have a lot of people in one little room trying to interview Lionel Messi. It's not a great setup. You know, and then you know, he's just Spanish speaking only. So, you know, you have to translate questions if people are asking him things in English. I think there's a layer of things that kind of go into it. And I think Messi himself too, he probably just doesn't want to speak so much or have things kind of said or twisted. You lose things in translation. I think there's a lot of things that kind of go into it. You know, for me, it doesn't really affect kind of what I do. I would love to, you know, have the chance to speak to him or, you know, hear what he has to say about certain things and ask him certain things. But, you know, sometimes Messi can speak for himself when he does want to, though.
And so, but is Messi starting something right now? Seeing like you're saying, what he did with Inter Miami, because now, like, they're MLS super team. Like, everybody wants to see. We know the ticket prices go up. Do you think he's starting a trend where, like, the Cristiano Ronaldo's? I know Mbappe's it's my son's favorite player, and my son loves it. I bought a damn Mbappe jersey. I didn't know. I was like, there's too many vowels. There's no – I need some more I's and E's in this name.
Too many consonants.
It's a bunch of consonants. There's weird names over there.
Why is it two P's back to back? Did I get the right jersey spelled right?
Exactly. Is this Apple? I don't know what's going on here. But do you think Messi's starting a trend, or you think Messi's just doing Messi?
Well, this was a trend that kind of happened already in soccer. Some of the most famous soccer players in the world, when you think of, you know, Zlatan and David Beckham specifically. David Beckham was the first one to start the trend when he, you know, left Europe to go play for LA Galaxy. So this is something that's kind of happened before. These are things that kind of Messi saw happen already. And he kind of followed through with this. But this was a really good courtship here. This was Jorge Mas, the Inter Miami owner. This is David Beckham, who's lived Messi's life kind of in the same way that Messi has. This was, you know, Javi Asensio, who's an executive with Inter Miami, who spent 10 plus years with Barcelona with him. There's a lot of people here in Miami that Messi knows that made this very, very comfortable for him. Then the fact that he signs here and then you go bring two of his first, you know, teammates from Barcelona, Sergio Busquets and Jordi Alba. Then you go sign Luis Suarez, who was also in Barcelona with them. You got the coach, Tata Martino, who was, you know, Messi's coach with Argentina and Barcelona. A lot of things here were brought here to make Messi more comfortable in this situation. But this all, a lot of credit goes to Jorge Mas, who's the Inter Miami managing owner. This guy had a vision to sign Messi during the World Cup when he knew things weren't going great when Messi was with Paris, Saint-Germain, and a lot of people thought of him as crazy, and he did the impossible signing Messi here. But he deserves all of the credit. He was at the World Cup. He was at the box, in the luxury box, sitting next to Messi's dad, you know, kind of during World Cup games. That was kind of the real genesis of all this. Messi also trained at Inter Miami for an Argentina match in 2022 before this even happened. So a lot of things kind of were put in place. A lot of things were in motion already. But this is, it didn't just happen out of thin air. A lot of things really were, you know, put into place and fell in place for Messi to land here in Miami. And it's all kind of worked out in this favor.
It is pretty amazing. It's still like a pinch me thing where you go, he's playing for Inter Miami, because even when the rumors started percolating years ago, it was like, yeah, okay. And then all of a sudden they win the World Cup and you're like, yeah, his next team is going to be on Commercial Boulevard across from Wendy's. Okay. Yeah. And really, I mean, all credit to Jorge Mas for pulling off the impossible. I still think about what an owner Jorge Mas would have been for the Miami Marlins when that team was being sold and he wanted that team. But really, it's just a pinch me thing for Inter Miami and South Florida. And obviously, you see, like we saw the news this week, Drive Pink Stadium is now Chase Stadium. You go from the naming rights of Inter Miami Stadium going from an auto dealer that really made their bones locally here. They're national. Auto Nation's a national company now. But to an international banking company like Chase, it's really a remarkable story.
Think about what they have too. It's like Chase is they own the naming rights for the Warriors arena, the Golden State
Warriors. Right, yeah.
You know, so
right, like put this Inter Miami on Commercial Boulevard in the same breath as Steph Curry and Klay Thompson and the Golden State Warriors and their arena. It's remarkable. What will translate, though, do you think, on the field? We know that they won last night. What will translate on the field? Is this one of those things where you go, yeah, Leo Messi is going to run roughshod over the MLS and they should be the favorites? Or does it become a fatigue issue? Teams just, hey, we just got to shut him down. They can beat us any other way. We just shut him down. Like, what do you think this path is going to look like for Inter Miami?
Well, first, I mean, a lot of this is players on the other side are going to get on the field and just be starstruck that Messi's on the field with them. They're playing against a World Cup champion. They're playing against the best player probably ever in this sport. There's an off factor a little bit into that. Then you get to the point where you have to play against him. You know, Messi's very LeBron in the sense that he's better when he's passing than he is scoring. And you saw the game last night, too. He had an assist on the first goal, and he pretty much orchestrated the second goal, too. So even when Messi's not putting the ball in the back of the net on his own, he's affecting the game in so many other ways. You think about when he first got here, all these young players that we didn't know about, you know, Robert Taylor, Benjamin Kramashki, who's taken off on social media with his own, you know, celebrity and looks. All these guys have played so much better because of Messi's presence next to him. So I think how this year is going to unfold is, you got to remember, I think Messi's big goal personally, he wants to win Copa America again. That's going to happen this summer. The first game's in Atlanta. The final is in Miami. They're going to play in this Champions Cup, which is a tournament they're going to have kind of early on in the season. I think they're going to, you know, focus much of their attention on that tournament to win it. After Copa America, that ends in, I believe, at the end of June. July, you have the Leagues Cup, which they won last year. That's a tournament sponsored by Apple. I imagine he's going to play a lot more of that into it. And then this U.S. Open Cup, they're going to have some games kind of sprinkled in where they the soccer schedule is just so weird. It's just so weird. But I would say I think they have a good chance to win this first cup. Messi's got a good chance to win Copa America. And then when you get past July, you kind of see where they're at. I think it's going to be very, you know, if you're in the playoff in any tournament, doesn't matter where you're ranked or seeded, I think Inter Miami can kind of go as far as they want to go because they have Messi and because they have these other guys around them. And, you know, it's the talent is crazy. Did you see him play last night? Like, he still looks like he's in the prime of his career. This guy doesn't look like somebody who's going to retire anytime soon either. This Inter Miami train is going to happen this year, could go into next year. I would venture to say, a lot of people, you know, Messi had a documentary come out on Apple TV, you know, this week about his World Cup run. And he's saying multiple times, this is my last World Cup. I could see them kind of maybe seeing how much he can play if he can play for Argentina again in the World Cup. But that is what, 2028, I believe? 26, sorry. So that's 2026, excuse me. I can see this being a three-year window where Messi decides, all right, I'm going to continue playing for Inter Miami. I'm going to go play with Argentina because every time I play with them is going to be the last time I play with those guys. But if I have anything left in the tank for the 2026 World Cup, which is in North America, Canada, U.S., Mexico, I can see him giving it a run as well.
And so give me a Channing comparison, because I don't know a lot about soccer, but we've joked about Messi playing in MLS almost like Michael Jordan playing at the, you know, at the YMCA. Like, what's really the comparison? Because to your point, when he plays, he looks like the guys, he shouldn't be on the field with these guys. Like, give me another sport comparison of what is it? Is it Adrian Peterson running through a 12U football league? Like, how much better is he than the guys in the MLS?
Yeah, I mean, look, this is one of the best players of all time. And MLS is a growing league. I don't think people are giving it enough credit as well, too. You know, these guys play, there's a lot of younger players in this league, and Messi and his teammates being a little bit older, there could be some games where, you know, they just don't have it. The younger team wins, right? I would venture it as maybe a little bit of NBA today. You know, it's not so much when you see OKC getting blown out by a team that's younger than them. Okay, when you see Golden State getting beat by a team like OKC, you're like, all right, well, Steph, Clay, they kind of had an off night. Because they have, you know, OKC has Shai Gilgeous, and he's the youngest player. He's the best player on the court right now. I can see some of that right now. But the tiers of soccer. Obviously, European soccer is the best. That's where Messi shined most of his life. And Inter Miami is a growing team. They're like, you know, 3 or 4 years into what they've done here in MLS. It is a lesser league, yes. They have a chance to do some things and win. But I think the competition has gotten significantly better. These teams have gotten better throughout the years too. And there's going to be some games where they play against teams that are a little bit more put together and have some challenges. But at the end of the day, when they have chances to score and they do make those scores happen, you know, the weight of the competition is going to weigh down on other teams for, you know, against them.
Safin Dean, you can read his stuff in USA Today. I mean, it is messy, messy, and more messy. And the appetite for it is insatiable from what we've seen. So,
Safin looking good.
I'll tell you what.
I appreciate it, man.
Taylor Swift or Beyonce reporter goes on vacation. Do you fill in? Like, could you just jump in and just start following Taylor around?
I'll give you a call and we'll get you. I do a live. The Coral Springs food court. And we'll see how
I
that
want
goes.
To be on the Ronald McDonald beat. I'll just follow Ronald McDonald around the country wherever.
I know
he's
who
at.
Should be scared is Travis Kelce and Jay-Z. If Taylor Swift and Beyonce is around Safin, that's who should be worried.
All I got to do is dust them with a little Crowder powder. That's all I need.
There you smacking go, good. See you, Safin.
Always a pleasure, guys. Talk to you soon.
There you go. Safin Dean from USA Today. He is covering Leo Messi all season long.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.